first of all, welcome Daniel Ellen Barber of Austrian Takraw. So the new events about Takraw competition is coming up either in India from the 5th to the 9th of November or King Cup in Thailand. Do you plan to send Austrian team to compete in Boston?
We are hoping to. So what we're doing is basically, because we're such a small sort of association, and we really just depend on each community to kind of sort of come forward and sort of see who's playing at the moment, because it's always variable.
Uh-huh.
We're hoping to basically, King's Cup, I think is looking very likely we'll have a team. World Cup is looking a bit trickier because there just hasn't been much notice.
How about the team now? Are they chosen? Are you still looking for your team?
No, we're still going to confirm for King's Cup. That's our primary focus because we don't have a lot of funding and we get supported by community and sometimes, you know, occasional sponsorship. Basically, we want to send people where they have as much opportunity to play.
Mm-hmm.
So the World Cup is just the regular competition, whereas the King's Cup has doubles, regu, hoop, and team events. So there's a lot more opportunity for players to actually, you know, get their money's worth, so to speak.
Who is actually supports Austrian Takraw?
Basically, at the moment, there's been quite a lot of support through Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
So in Logan, there's quite a few players, and the Logan City Council was actually quite responsible and sort of responsive, and had sort of produced a few different courts down there. So there's Hmong players as well as the Karen or Burmese players as well. So there's three public set of Takraw courts there, and they were the first in Australia.
Do you get any resource or any supports from Austrian Sports
Association? At this stage, none as far as I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we're doing is we're trying to sort of grow each group as they come. So now there's quite another group in far north Queensland. The Hmong Youth Society up there has been quite proactive, and it looks like they might have a court happening soon as well.
That
it's kind of localised rather than centrally funded, if that makes sense.
So how about the competition in India? Is it possible to do so?
Yeah, well, I really hope we can field a team. You know, we only need 3 to 5 players at a minimum. Three at a minimum, but you always want to take as many as you can. So I'm hoping we can make something happen, but it's at the start of November, and now, you know, it's almost the end of September. It was only absolutely finalized in August, so there's not much time for such a big competition. So I think we'll just have to sort of see who's available and see if we can't get a few players to attend.
Do you have any hopes for this King Cup in Thailand?
Yeah, I really think it will be really good to go. I think we'll have a full team in some configuration. And last year, players did quite well. I wasn't able to go last year, but there was a bronze medal in Division 1 regu and in Division 1 team event. So I think if we're able to continue playing the way we have been in Division 1, then it'll be really promising.
Do you have any comments that we haven't touched on?
Yeah, I guess the thing that's really hard is this sport is quite small. So it's always, the Australian Civic Takraw Association is kind of doing what it can, but it's always very difficult because each location is so far apart. So especially when we come towards international events, you know, we have players in Darwin, Cairns, Brisbane, Melbourne, and scattered around, even some in Adelaide. And so it's very difficult to bring everyone together, especially when there's not much funding. So we always just, we get by and we hope to see it improve as time goes on and as Sepak Takraw becomes more popular globally.
Yeah, but you guys are lucky that the competition in Thailand, the organizer, they look after everything else except our from.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what Sepak Takraw is quite good for. Same thing in the World Cup in India is if we can get the flights there, so if our players can get time off from work or from study and can afford the flights or maybe we get a small bit of sponsorship, then all the local costs, once you get there, accommodation, transport, etc., and some meals, but not all, are covered by the host countries, which is very generous.
So India will be the same case as Thailand?
Yeah. We don't actually have an official coach. I'm just one of the players who's been around a bit longer and been involved in organising events.
Thank you very much for your time, Daniel Ellen Barber.
No worries at all. Thank you.